Jury deliberations begin today in the trial of Oklahoma City bombing conspirator Terry Nichols. Nichols is already serving life without parole on federal charges related to the bombing. Now he faces the death penalty if convicted on state charges. In their closing arguments, defense lawyers said Nichols was set up by Timothy McVeigh to take the blame if McVeigh was discovered. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports from McAlester, Oklahoma.
This is a case about manipulation, betrayal, and overreaching. People who are still unknown helped Timothy McVeigh. That was how Terry Nichols' defense lawyer Barbara Bergman began her closing statements. There is no question that McVeigh and Nichols were close, and being best friends with one of the most notorious criminals in American history is not such a great thing when you're on trial for your life. Nichols' defense team tried to make the best of a bad situation, and they had some new evidence to help them. For example, Nichols' wife, Mara Faye, admitted on the stand for the first time that she'd been having an affair with Timothy McVeigh while McVeigh was staying with them. That helped defense lawyers build their argument that Nichols was duped and taken advantage of by McVeigh. But by far the best evidence that Nichols had on his side were the numerous witnesses who say they saw other men with McVeigh just before he blew up the federal building. That allowed defense lawyers to argue that there were others unknown conspiring with Timothy McVeigh, not their client. Outside the courtroom, that argument didn't go over with the families of those who were killed in the bombing.
That's irrelevant to me. At this point, what we're doing is trying Terry Nichols for his involvement in the bombing. If there are 100 other people and that comes to light at some time in the future, I would venture to say that the state of Oklahoma would go after them as well. But right now the issue is that we are here trying Terry Nichols for what he did.
Darlene Welch lost her 4-year-old niece Ashley, who was in the Social Security office with her grandparents when the bomb went off. They were killed too.
It's taken us 9 years to get him here, but I'm happy that we're at least to this point and we've gotten through the trials, getting ready to go to the jury.
Welch has been to all the trials connected to the bombing, and she has no doubts about Terry Nichols.
He was there every single step of the way. There is no doubt in my mind that this man is guilty. And I would say that if we can't get a death penalty for him, he murdered 168 people. And if this man doesn't deserve the death penalty, we just need to do away with it altogether in the United States, because people have been put to death for far less than this.
After defense lawyers finished their closing, it was the government's turn, and lead prosecutor Sandra Elliott ripped into Nichols during a powerful summation. While their case is largely circumstantial, Elliott weaved the evidence together in a way that had jurors smiling and nodding their heads. In contrast to Nichols' federal trial in 1997, when prosecutors were at times out-lawyered, during breaks in proceedings, the family members of those who died beamed with satisfaction and pride as they left the courtroom. Paul Howell, who lost his 27-year-old daughter Karen, had no doubt about how this would all end.
This is a little bit different part of the country. This is what they call Little Dixie. And, you know, they take care of their own down here, but the thing about it is they do believe in justice.
If Terry Nichols is convicted, the penalty phase of the trial is expected to take about 3 weeks. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, McAlester, Oklahoma.